Mount Vernon is the home of George Washington, America's first president. The property is in the state of Virginia, about 24 kilometers south of the U.S. capital city, named in his honor, Washington, D.C. Washington helped design Mount Vernon. He lived there for more than 45 years and died there in 1799. Visitors can see a lot at Mount Vernon, including the family home, museum, smaller original buildings, four gardens, farming fields, and nature paths. They can sit in chairs next to the main house and watch the sunset on a green hillside overlooking the Potomac River. A library contains his papers and letters. A museum has exhibits showing Washington's possessions and telling about life at Mount Vernon. An education center, which will have additional exhibits about Washington's life, is being updated and will reopen in 2026. Visitors might feel like they have traveled back in time as they tour where George Washington practiced gardening and where his wife Martha grew food. Guides wear clothing worn in Washington's time. At a collection of buildings, visitors watch actors perform traditional skills, like blacksmithing and wool spinning. Nearby, a distillery sells the alcoholic drink whiskey, using Washington's own recipe. The Mount Vernon Inn restaurant serves his favorite foods. Washington was elected president 2 times without opposition and was offered a 3rd term. But he refused and returned to Mount Vernon. During his last years, Washington led the life of a rich farmer. He and his wife Martha often invited friends to visit. They also hosted guests and many travelers. On December 14, 1799, the former president died. He was 67 years old. People across the young nation mourned the loss of the Revolutionary War hero and first president. Today at Mount Vernon, visitors can attend a daily memorial service at his burial site. About 300 enslaved people lived and worked at Mount Vernon. Visitors can see a memorial to honor them, too. Washington came to disapprove of slavery as he grew older. He requested that after he and his wife died, his slaves should be set free. By the 1850s, Mount Vernon fell into disrepair. But in 1853, a woman's group decided to rescue the home. They collected money from people across the country and bought the property. The Mount Vernon Ladies Association is a nonprofit group that has made many changes to Mount Vernon over the years. It still supervises the property today. I'm Anna Mateo.